Each week, thousands of Europeans, Americans, Africans, and other tourists from around the world travel by ferry to Gori Island. Africans hope this tiny, tranquil island will be a reminder of the suffering that slavery caused, with the after effects still affecting societies today. Abdullah Njai is known on the island as Colonel. He was born on Gori and works as a tour guide.
At school, they never teach us the real history. Maybe we can know the day. The tradition here in Africa was oral.
Today, Colonel is giving a tour to Tricia Townsend and Darlene Letzinger, two flight attendants from the United States. He explains that from the balconies of slave houses, traders would call out prices and bargain on men, women, and children. The slaves were often kept in small holding cells downstairs from where the traders slept.
Just the thought that they were in those holding cells for up to 3 months is just really, even a week would be, or a day would be too much, but 3 months is just horrifying.
This doorway leading out of the House of Slaves is known as the Door of No Return. Wooden ships once docked here to load their human cargo.
Because once the slave was there, so means goodbye Africa.
Townsend says it was hard not to feel unsettled by all that she saw.
I was taken back at how human beings treat human beings and thought it was pretty disgusting and made a comment that we basically still do the same things today to each other and it's sad.
Letzinger says part of taking this trip for her was to learn more about her own heritage. Like many African Americans, she says she has not yet been able to trace where her family comes from. She says without that, she feels like something is missing.
Actually, I just came from a reunion, and I'm in the process of really taking a genealogy course just to try to figure out where I came from and my roots, really.
What?
After a few hours, it was time for the two women to load back onto the ferry with the other tourists and say goodbye to the island. Colonel says he hopes what they saw at Gori will keep them talking about slavery. In this way, he hopes history may never repeat itself. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Gori Island, Senegal.